the Unfiltered Union Podcast.
La 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 la.
Happy 4th of July.
Late.
Well, we missed a week because of the holiday.
Yeah, we did, but love you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Just not as much as America.
I guess, right? No, I feel like we kind of did the typical holiday thing. What are you doing?
I kind of move. My fat was feeling funky. It was all smushed.
You got a nice knee.
Isn't that like not a millennial, a Gen Z thing? They don't like knees or something like that?
I don't know. They don't like anything. They don't like feet. They don't like... We'll get into all that. Okay. But, what's your favorite thing about the 4th of July holiday?
Probably what most people like is having time off.
Okay. I mean, that's fair, right?
I know. I mean, I like time off.
Okay, fair. Do you? Well, yeah, but so when we were kids, do you remember the sparklers that actually would leave a trail as you were doing them?
It's the same as now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I swear to my goodness, they have changed sparklers. So now they don't leave that trail behind. Either that or
you're getting older.
I'm not a kid anymore.
I think that's part of it. There's no magic now.
I don't know if I agree with that, because when you look at these sparklers, they're not leaving trails. It's like they just light up, right? But before, it's like they almost had, I don't know if it was a smoke trail or what it was.
Maybe that's what's wrong with us. We're breathing in all that carcinogens and stuff from sparklers, and now we're all jacked up. That's why millennials are broke.
Oh, okay. I see how that relates. But ultimately, like for me, it's all about kids, right? We have a kiddo. She's 9 years old. And then we have two nephews, 6 and 4. And to see them do sparklers, to see them watch fireworks, it's cool. Yeah, I like it.
Especially when your nephews fall out of their chair every 2 minutes. And then what's really funny is when we're watching fireworks, he falls out of his chair and then some random person comes, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "The dude is fine. Leave him alone."
He's not crying. He's good.
It's in grass. He's fine. He's doing it on purpose. Then he kept doing it over and over again to get more attention. Mm-hmm. So
he also almost lit something on fire with the sparkler.
Oh, my God.
So it was just an all-around great day.
Maybe that's why they stopped with the smoke stuff, because
millennials are pyros.
Yeah, we're pyros and we're just ridiculous.
Well, even bigger than that, what's your favorite holiday in general?
I don't know. You know, I really like Thanksgiving because I like to eat.
Okay, fair.
I like to eat. And, you know, it's a family, like bring everybody together. I like the fact that there's no gift exchange at Thanksgiving, but you're just having a good meal together. That is probably why that's my favorite. Because Christmas is nothing but pressure.
True.
It is.
It doesn't have to be, but true.
I know. Well, we've kind of set ground rules that we are only spending money on kids. Mm-hmm. So our nephews, our kiddo, and our extended family kids. And then we don't even really do that much anymore just because we're pretty far away. But no pressure on Thanksgiving, and I get to stuff my face.
There you go. Well, I think 4th of July has been mine since I was a kid because, A, my birthday's right around the corner. But also,
so exciting.
It is when I was a kid. But it also meant summer, right? Like, summer is here and we're in full swing. But now that we're in Florida,
that's like, year round.
Right. So I still like the 4th of July, but I am actually enjoying the winter holidays more. Because I'm not so miserable in the cold of DC.
Yeah, I mean, 4th of July is up there for me, but it's just, I don't know. It just feels short lived. Like Thanksgiving is almost an all day event.
Yes.
Because cooking and people don't like to cook and stuff.
Act like you cook.
I cook almost every single day in this house. Okay.
Ever since you bought a Traeger, yes.
Yeah, I bought a Traeger, and I love it. I highly recommend a Traeger, especially if you live in Florida where your AC is already cranking. Don't heat your house up. Just go outside and cook.
Right. And smoke up the lanai. And
that's okay.
No big deal. Okay. All right. Well, along with...
I'm contributing to global warming with my Traeger. All the smoke.
Okay.
And the carbon monoxide. Okay. I'm done.
Good. All right. So along with the holiday of 4th of July summer season comes hurricanes.
We already had one.
Yep. Hurricane Beryl.
Okay.
I wanted so bad to say that. Hurricane Beryl.
Beryl?
I don't know. B-E-R-Y-L.
Or Beryl?
Guess it depends on which part of Florida you're from.
I have never met a person in my life named Beryl. Have you?
No, but it sounds like somebody who would be on like Walking Dead or something.
Daryl?
Earl.
Daryl.
Curl.
Curl.
Anyways.
Did Rick Grimes make that name up for the hurricane?
There Beryl! You go. Right. Exactly.
Okay, I got it.
Uh-huh. Glad we're on the same wavelength.
Wow.
Okay. But this was the first Cat 5 hurricane recorded for the Atlantic in June ever.
Yeah, it's the earliest hurricane ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
at
of weird
strength.
There's a lot of weird conspiracies going on about this too.
It's a hurricane. What conspiracy can you possibly come up with?
Well, because Joe Biden's debate performance was right. Was it good? Let me ask you this first. Was it good?
Both of them sucked, in my opinion.
I disagree, but okay.
Both of them sucked. And what does a hurricane have to do?
Because his debate performance was so bad and it was in the news everywhere, they had to drum up something else. You know how they deflect. It's all about deflection, right? Get your mind off of something by putting something else in your vision.
Oh, my tinfoil husband.
Oh, no. There is weird pictures, like radar pictures, and it looks like energy being directed into it, like almost smaller hurricanes within the big hurricane. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's real or that I believe
it. Like the movie Twisters, right? Or whatever.
I'm just saying what I saw.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the internet is full of fun things.
It is.
Especially now that AI is generating all kinds of content.
It is, but it doesn't change the fact that Joe Biden sucked at the debate.
I don't understand how we go from Joe Biden at the debate to a hurricane.
I mean,
regardless, we're moving on.
He could have at least taken something to make him a little bit more coherent.
Back to the hurricane.
Okay.
So, the hurricane was the strongest recorded, and whether or not you believe tinfoil hat stuff about the energy in it, but
why you gotta make it sound like I'm dumb?
I'm not making it sound like you're dumb. That is tinfoil hat style.
It is, but you can't tell me that the government isn't responsible for flags
hurricanes.
All the time.
Hurricanes.
And you never know.
Hurricanes.
You never know. What about them chemtrails up there?
What about the Saharan sand that's coming now, and not meaning we're not going to have any more hurricanes for a little bit?
That'd be nice.
That's what I trust Dennis Phillips. Okay. So if Dennis Phillips, who is the weatherman in Central Florida that everybody follows because he's typically on the money when it comes to hurricane storms, etc., if he says that the hurricane is what it was and that the Saharan sand is now here, I say, yay!
What does Saharan sand have to see? You're talking about me.
What?
The hell does Saharan sand have to do with a hurricane?
The sand from the Sahara Desert,
yeah,
is following the Gulf Stream current. The air is coming this way full of dust, so it's keeping the hurricane, you know, revolving wind down to a minimum. So
because of the desert sand.
Because of the desert sand.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, that's tinfoil hat crap, too.
All right, you go talk to Dennis Phillips.
I will. I would love to interview him on the podcast.
Me too. But he is the man when it comes to Florida weather. We trust Dennis Phillips in this house.
And you know why I trust him?
Rule number 7.
because he is not a
sensationalist
when it comes to this stuff.
Yep.
When we get hurricanes down here, we're in Florida, so it's a guarantee. We get text messages from every member, like family members we don't even know. They text us and they say, hey, are you going to be okay? Are you fleeing? Are you evacuating? Yep. Blah, blah, blah. And we're like,
gonna be okay?
No, it's nothing. It's literally nothing. The news down here is saying, oh, it's going to be 25 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts, or with gusts up to 80. I'm like, okay.
So we're not trying to downplay hurricanes.
And I'm not. But I am downplaying the media in other locations when you do see a hurricane coming and then you get 100 million text messages from people, clearly because it's sensationalist in other parts of the country, which is wild.
Well, I mean, yeah, something's got to make the news, I guess. But, I mean, hurricanes are...
They can be dangerous.
Right. They can be dangerous. They can be detrimental to an area, et cetera.
But they can also be nothing.
Exactly. But for now, it sounds like we're not going to have any coming up the Gulf Coast. Gulf Stream? Is it Gulf Stream?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. We're not going to have any come up the coast for a little while because of the sand. Yay.
Well, what about all the sand that we already have in Florida? I don't understand why that doesn't stop.
Yeah, we are on a sandbar, right? Guess what else happens in summer?
Heat.
Well, I guess every 4 years, but the Olympics are coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of excited.
Are you?
A little bit.
I thought you liked winter more.
I like both.
Do you?
I do like winter more, but I like both.
I think I like summer more.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Where's it at?
Oh, my gosh. Are we tinfoil hat today?
Where's it at in Paris?
Paris?
Right? I think they're talking about like no AC units and stuff.
Oh, didn't that happen when it was in Russia, too?
But no, that was the winter ones. And I think it was just a complete hole.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they complain.
But Paris isn't a hole.
I'm sure no place is a hole that they have the Olympics.
I don't know.
But
Russia's cold the time.
It's winter. Okay.
If it's cold permanently, it's a hole.
That's what we fled from, right? For DC, and it was only cold maybe, 4 or 5 months out of the year.
Rush, you suck, dude. I'm all on the commie because of Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that here in a minute, too. We'll talk about your new favorite show here in just a moment. But so you are saying that you prefer winter?
Olympics.
Yeah.
I do not prefer winter weather.
Okay. What's your favorite event?
I like bobsled and I like snowboarding. Did I say sled? Holy
not okay today.
I just lisped.
We are not okay today.
Bobsled. Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Was that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because you're a millennial and you watched the Jamaican bobsled.
Yeah, Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings movie. Yeah.
It was a great movie.
It was. It was a good movie.
It just doesn't make sense. I know it's real or it's based on a true story, but it's just like Florida hockey teams winning the Stanley Cup.
Right. Freaking Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup.
We ain't got ice here. We still won.
Artificial ice.
The only ice we have is in our refrigerators and freezers.
But somehow they won.
We won. I mean, in Florida, it's been like 7 years of having an appearance in the Stanley Cup or something like that.
Well, having an appearance and I think winning, right?
I don't think we've won every time, but I don't know.
I would say 5 out of 7. Anywho. I think for Olympics, for me, is summer. And I am a big gymnastics and swim fan. And I think, again, because millennials, right?
I think gymnastics is pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, we grew up with really big names in gymnastics. Like, I can't think of a single one.
She's making a very good point.
Shawn Johnson, I think it was her name. But there's a lot of gymnasts.
I think I have a booger. I did. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving that in.
I'm glad we're not live streaming.
We are.
There are a lot of gymnasts who we grew up with as millennials, you know, who were really big at the time. And then, of course, you have swimming and Michael Phelps. Like, that was a big deal as we were growing up. during the early 2000s. So like to me, those are like the staples.
Isn't that weird how Michael Phelps was like 2000?
Yeah. Like I think it was 08, right?
Yeah, that seems so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, or it doesn't seem long ago to me, but if you look at the years, it's like, holy crap. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I graduated in 08. You graduated in 07. We're old.
Did I graduate?
Just barely, and only because of me. But.
I got the best sleep of my life on them desks.
Wasn't there a meme that said, I need a really good nap. I'm going to buy a school desk.
Well, there was some dude. He went to Goodwill and he saw a school desk. He was like, I'm about to take the best nap of my life.
Well, moving on. The big thing in the news right now, I think you've heard. I think I said this to you and you said, Biden
not doing good.
Would you stop? No. Elon Musk has a deal from NASA right now. SpaceX won the deal. In order to bring down the ISS, it is an $800 million deal.
How do you bring that whole thing down? I feel like the best thing to do instead of trying to bring it down is just push it into space.
That's what I was thinking. Seriously. So this whole project is going to take a decade, literally is what they're saying. Like not until 2030 are they actually going to be able to have whatever equipment device thing in order to bring it down. But why bring it down?
Because space is fake.
Oh my God. I can't. I can't today.
Well, why wouldn't they do it? Don't you think that would be easier than trying to pull it in and not hit people in the noggin?
Well, I almost wonder if it has to do with like I almost said it again. I was this close to saying it again. Reverberation.
Refurbishment?
Right.
Refurbish.
Okay, that.
Now reverberation again. There's a shirt out there on store.unfilteredunion.com.
Yeah, that's the lensism right there. Yep.
She makes up her own English as we go.
Sometimes. But if it's like to reuse any of the ISS... I feel like I'm being very animated today with my hands and my face, whereas you were just tinfoil hat all day.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying not to get punched over here.
I have not been that close yet. We can watch it back. But I feel like that may be the case for it, right? So like Elon Musk and SpaceX, it's all about bringing the rockets back down, right?
Yeah.
Instead of wasting them. Right. So maybe it's the same lines where they want to bring it back and maybe use parts, pieces of it.
I don't think so. I think they should just push it out to space. It's old.
Well, not only is it old, I mean, how much damage is it going to go through when it re-enters the atmosphere?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that they should just send it out to space.
I agree.
Shoot a rocket up there. Have a dude out there with crazy glue and glue it to the ISS and then push the button and launch that rocket into space further. He sent a Model X or whatever, one of his cars into space, and he's flying around out there.
Right.
Send the ISS out there, fly around.
I agree. I don't understand why we wouldn't. Like, why?
There can't be, like, super valuable stuff on there anymore. It's old.
Or is there? Dun, dun, dun. There you go. I'm with you
now. Is it proof that space is fake?
Right. I can't. I really can't. But so we have Elon Musk and all the people at SpaceX who are trying to accomplish this feat. You have really smart people, right? Who are working on all these things.
Yeah, obviously we're dumb. I mean, I'm dumb.
I'm dumb.
But I still feel like, why not just...
I feel like that right there is a sound clip. I'm dumb. I'm dumb.
Just send it.
Just send it to the internet. Okay. But recently we went to dinner at a local diner, and we were talking with some of the waitresses there. It was a really slow night. There was nobody else in there but us with our kiddo and these waitresses. And
I have concerns about the future of this country.
That's what I'm saying. You've got these smart people at SpaceX trying to figure out how to bring down the ISS. And then you have these wonderful young girls. They are in their early teens. They are amazing people.
Not early teens, right? Late teens.
Late teens, excuse me. Yes, yeah. You're right. Late teens.
They're 18-ish years old.
Right. Close to 20.
Working, things like that.
Yep. And they just, I think there's a difference.
No.
I want to talk this out because I think there's a difference, right? Where generations past had to learn how to do things the hard way, right? We're talking about counting coins. We're talking about cash. We're talking about just learning history, like things they had to do the hard way. Whereas Gen Z, which is what I would categorize these young women as.
Is that what they are?
Yes. Okay. That I would categorize them as Gen Z. And they don't have to do things the hard way anymore. Meaning, who the heck deals with cash anymore? And who doesn't have a smartphone that they can whip out and find whatever information they need?
So it doesn't mean you shouldn't know how to do it.
I'm not saying that.
It's basic math.
I'm not saying that it's not a life skill that you should have. For sure it is. But it's not one that was ever pressed upon them like it was in previous generations.
Our kiddo learned about counting coins.
For like a few weeks in school, like cursive. Cursive was like a few weeks in school for her, but not as in depth as it was for us when we were in school. Because it was pressed upon us, whereas it's not on Gen Z. So all this to say, these lovely young women did not know how to count coins, weren't sure about historical facts, and they were making fun of themselves, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were laughing about all the things.
And we were, too, but I was still scared.
But, I mean, you know, they were trying to make light of it, and it's because, to me, their generation, it's not pressed upon anymore.
I disagree with that. You still have to know math. That's basic math.
What's
the basic copper math? Coin is 1 cent. The big silver one is 25 cent.
Right. So when you...
So 25 plus 1 is 26. It's basic math. It makes me angry.
To an extent,
no,
right?
Because then these schools, they wonder why parents get up in arms when they start pushing social policy upon people. It's like, you can't even teach them how to count coins.
I get it.
And why the hell are you teaching them these social policies but not math?
Well, it's like, that's where our next, what do I want to say, next iteration of society lies. It feels like everything is about social issues now.
And it shouldn't be.
Whereas before, like what we're saying is it was really pressed upon us to know how to count coins, how to do cursive, historical facts.
Do they even do shop class anymore?
I don't know.
I know in Florida they do a lot of farming classes, though.
Yep.
Which is smart.
Future Farmers of America, FFA, I think is what it is. I never heard of that living in Virginia, in D.C. area. Like, had no clue.
I don't remember doing shop in high school. Yeah, I do. I lied. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. I remember. And I remember that and in middle school. I made a little tic-tac-toe thing in middle school. Anyways, the emphasis for where they are focusing on what to teach the next generation, I think is just going to keep evolving, keep changing. Because having information at your fingertips and then the idea of us going to a cashless society, I mean, it's just not something that they're focusing on with this generation.
Which is wrong.
It'll be really interesting to me to see how the next generation evolves, how our kiddos' education evolves, how these people, these young people that have so much at their fingertips, how they rule the country.
It's strange to me that we have so much knowledge with the internet and easily access that knowledge with the cell phone that we're dumber as a society.
Yep.
I think it makes you dumber.
I can agree with that.
More dumb.
More dumb as I look at my phone to figure out our next topic. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
agree. You're saving paper. So you saved a tree today. I'm proud of you.
Okay, we're in fine form today. This is great. All right. So I saw this article the other day about Tampa's tiny homes.
I want one.
So there's a community center. I'm looking at my phone as I read this. There's a 7,000 square foot building that broke ground on Monday. And when complete, oh, thank you. It'll be a hub for Tampa Hope residents to access services. But currently, there are 1,100 clients since December 2021 that have now received permanent housing, whether that is tiny homes or shelter comprised of a tent. So essentially what they're trying to do is take the homeless off the streets of Tampa, give them these tiny homes for them to live in and or a shelter. But they're also building a ginormous building that's going to provide services like if you were to live in an actual community, right?
Yeah.
So this is awesome to me. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, but did you say that they were offering them tents too?
Well, yeah, for now.
Sheesh. I couldn't live in a tent in Florida.
I know it. It's hot outside. Very hot.
It was like 110 the other day.
Oh, yeah, with the heat index?
Yeah, we went to the beach, and it was melty.
So I'm going to get off topic. Let me come back.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Kanye. Let me finish.
let me come back to this. But it's all based on, I believe it's a nonprofit, not for profit organization that's doing all of this, that's doing the groundbreaking of the building and providing all of these sites. Like, this is a good idea to me.
Like, I like it.
And I think the idea of providing a place, and they're not huge houses. I mean, like, they're, you know, probably one of those like small storage container.
Yeah, type. But is there a toilet in there? Is yep. there a shower?
AC?
Is there AC and heat when it gets cold? Because it does get cold at night sometimes.
Yeah, like, I mean,
a balmy 70.
Anything below 60 is too cold.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know. I feel like if this works, right, then why can't that be more wide scale? If there are organizations who can produce this type of housing.
Do you know the company name? Because I think
Tampa Hope.
Oh, okay. I at one of my jobs, I worked with a company that did like that did stuff like this, except I believe it, I can't remember 100%, but I think it was from California. They were doing something very similar.
Yeah, I think
modular tiny homes.
Yep.
That it was, I mean, it's just like it's almost like apartment sized houses, 800 square feet.
Mm-hmm. I think this is smaller than
in like a village.
Yep.
I thought that was cool, though.
You're also creating that community for them, like having nearby people that can support each other.
Yeah, and they should have like a big building, a community center with mental health support, events like games and just like team building exercises, have career day there, things like that to try to get people off the streets and self-sufficient.
Yep. So I think it's an amazing idea. And it does sound like they're modeling it after something that they are doing in New York, too, for their homeless.
Maybe it was New York.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was a bigger state. It was a huge, huge state. I just can't remember. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, if this catches on, like, imagine what it would do for
a
community.
I have no issues with this stuff. But you have to promote moving up.
Well, promote wellness, right?
Like promote wellness and promote self-sufficiency, because eventually you're going to run out of space, right? And somebody's going to be in there that could be self-sufficient and take away a spot for someone that actually does need it. So right. You got to promote that. You can't just say, here's a house.
No, I agree. There has to be some, ability, some way to reach a path where you can go out on your own,
right,
and obtain something that you do own for yourself. And I agree, but I can't imagine this being a step in any direction other than the right one.
I don't either, but I can see people, humans. Not all of them.
There you go.
But you know what I mean.
We need another shirt.
Humans are
There you go.
It's just people will take advantage of it.
I hear
and,
you.
And remove the ability for someone that truly needs it from getting it. Mm-hmm. And that's crap.
I hear you. You said something earlier that I totally cut you off.
That's normal.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yes. So, dude, that reminds me of that meme I showed you today. What would you do if your wife apologized to you? My wife, I'm sorry, my wife did what?
Whatever. Whatever.
I'm sorry, what? She this, did what?
This relationship is built on love and trust, okay? Have you seen the new AirPods?
What AirPods?
There's new AirPods coming out. I guess Apple introduced them. And instead of just being the little pack, right, that you put your AirPods in, the front case of your AirPods is going to have an interactive screen.
JBL already has that.
Well, to me, this is iPod Nano reborn.
I don't think that's true.
Why?
I think you got fake news.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you did. I bet you did. JBL has it already, and Apple has not announced anything about new pairs of AirPods lately.
Apple researching AirPod case with built-in interactive screen.
Yeah, but that right there is a mock-up that somebody made. Look up JBL ones. Those are actually real. You can buy
AirPods
them right
3
now.
Leak.
Yeah, sure.
AirPods 2 with screen. Maybe I did get fake news.
I'm pretty sure you did.
AI got me.
But I do like that idea because it is turn. So this is a whole nother topic.
Hit me.
But you're removing technology. You're packing all this technology into something that's dumb, like headphones. So if you can pack that thing full of music and the only thing you do on your phone is music, obviously most people talk and text and all that stuff. You are removing one crutch that you have with your phone, with your device. Smartphone addiction is real.
I knew that's where you were going.
Oh, yeah. I have been researching and trying to find a smartphone, not a smartphone, but a hybrid smartphone, if you will.
To be dumb.
I want it to be dumb, but I also want it to be able to do certain things. Like, because my work requires me to have access to the internet and things like that. So I need semi-smart. But I also want it to be dumb enough to where it's kind of a pain in the ass to use. So Cat, the freaking tractor people, they have a phone called the Cat S22.
Wait, Cat like the tractor heavy people. Machinery?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
They have a phone. It's called the Cat S22. It is a flip phone that runs Android Go. So I can have Gmail. I can have Google Chat, all that stuff on it. I am very close to getting that thing because I admittedly have a major smartphone addiction. It's not good. I wake up in the morning, I grab my phone instantly. Or before bed, I have to read my phone. But if I get this phone with a screen that's this freaking big, I think it's like a 2-inch screen, right? I'm not going to want to do that. You're addicted to it too, just not as bad as me.
Well, I think anyone who has a smartphone is addicted to it.
Yeah, I know. It's like a crutch. Do you get the weird feeling when you don't have it on you? I get a weird feeling.
I mean, I guess it depends on where I'm at, what I'm doing.
If you leave the house without your phone, you're like,
eh. Again, depends. Like if I'm just going to the grocery store, no, don't care. But if I'm going to 2 hours away, no, need it.
It's just weird. I don't know.
I'm going to WikiWatchy. Like I'm going to need it for GPS. I'm going to need it for music. I'm going to need it to call somebody.
Well, see, that's the beauty of this S22 also. It will work with your CarPlay or not Android Auto. It'll work with all that. But it's such.
You said Android Auto. You got to say the other one too.
What?
Apple.
I said CarPlay.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the screen is so small that using it for anything else is almost like, you can. You can web browse on it, but it has a T9 keyboard. So it's not something that you're going to want to sit there and, you know,
we shoot out messages. We should have a competition.
I'll burn your ass up.
I don't know. We're so out of practice, though.
I know.
Like, when you and I first started dating, T9 was how you texted.
Well, what was weird is I couldn't figure out T9 back then.
What do you mean?
I had to turn it off because I couldn't figure out that you just type, like, if it's the... You don't push the buttons multiple times to get to your letter. You just auto go to the button with the letter on it. This is confusing as hell to say out loud.
I don't think you're saying it right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you need to hit, I don't have a freaking phone with a numpad on it. But if you wanted a letter that was the third letter in, you type that, you hit that button three times.
Right.
With T9, you don't do that. You hit each letter.
For each button for the. So you would hit, I forget what it is, 9953, right? And yeah. It would come up with the.
But I could never get that through my head back then because I always wanted to hit.
Three times five.
Yes. So one, I would screw up. Where I'm like, why is this doing it? So I turned it off on every phone. So I was texting you with no T9. And we racked up. $1,000 phone bills each.
No, mine was only five something.
My parents were mad at me.
It was like 5:30. My parents were pissed too.
Oh, they were mad, but at the same time, they were happy that I had a girlfriend.
No.
They were like, oh my God, thank gosh.
Little did they know I would be your only girlfriend.
I know. You want to go on me back dating.
We actually talked about that recently. Like, could you imagine dating? Today,
as an adult, man, I gotta go to bed at 8:30. I gotta figure out who's gonna be out at, who goes to the bars at like 7.
Right?
It's still light outside, and you're at the bar. The sun starts going down, and the street lights come on. You gotta go home.
Dating in the villages because they're the only ones who work or who are up at your hours.
Yeah, if the price is right. Turns off and you got to go to bed. That means you're an adult.
There you go.
I'm not doing it.
No, I have no desire whatsoever.
No, I meant not Price is Right. Wheel of Fortune.
There you go.
Right after Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, you got
to
go to bed.
He's getting ready to retire.
Say Jack.
Yeah.
He already did. His last episode was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh.
He already got him a new gig, though.
Well, is Wheel of Fortune still happening?
Yeah.
Oh, who is it?
Ryan Seacrest.
Is it?
Yeah. It makes sense.
That's on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
He really is. Okay. Stranger Things. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I mean, it's been out for how long at this point? And I just caught up, so spoiler alert. And if you don't want to hear about Stranger Things, then you need to turn this off or fast forward.
I don't understand why it took you this long. I asked you, a year and a half ago to watch it with me.
Yes.
And you said no.
Well.
And then I finally got you to watch it, in the past month.
And we watched all of it in like 3 days.
We binged it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But why did it take you so long?
Well, you know what's super weird, too, is I had a friend at previous job who kept telling me to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you got Netflix? I said, yeah. He said, watch Stranger Things. It's insane. I was like, kind of dismissed it. But now that I watched it, I'm like, man, what have I done?
It's good. But season 5 is coming out next year, 2025.
Yeah, they'll be 35 years old.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown is supposed to be, 12, maybe 13, and she's a full-grown woman. It just don't
Well, it cracks me up that they tried to, dress them to where they still look like kids. I'm like, it's obvious.
Right.
Good Lord.
Yep. Yep.
You guys are
She's a curvy lady. She's curvy.
Well, it's not just that either. They all are looking mature.
Right.
Like, you can tell. I mean, they had to wax their faces because they got facial hair coming in and all that stuff. I don't know. But it was wild.
Yeah.
What'd
you think?
I liked it a lot. I I do. Okay. I liked it a lot, but I do think season four was a little bit of a tack on. The creator said that they've had this written forever, 1 through 5. But I don't know. It just seems very tacked on. Not that it's bad, because it was good.
It feels like an amendment to season 1 through 3. 1 through 3 was very linear. It made sense. It's progressing with the bad, right? But then you get to season 4 and it's like, oh, wait, we forgot to tell you about all this.
Right. And there was flashbacks that they were trying to make a story out of something that didn't happen in 1 through 3. But you've already seen the flashbacks in season 1 and then they're amending all those flashbacks.
Well, because you forgot.
Yeah, right. It was like almost a cop out, but it was good. It was just tacked on to me.
Yep. I agree. I think that it's only there. Like the only reason why they did that is so that they could have a season 5.
See, and from what they say, they had it written.
I don't believe it.
I don't know.
I feel like they were on one trip for season 1 through 3, and then they took a second psychedelic for season 4 and possibly a new one for season 5. So it might not be totally cohesive like we hoped it would be or thought it would be, but I don't know. It just felt like two separate thoughts.
I agree. I still good. Yeah, I still liked it. It was just, it was almost like they should have did a spinoff.
Right.
With different characters.
Right.
For this story, because the season 4 and season 5, they're about a new big bad that exists in the upside down, which is the alternate dimension. But we didn't know about this big bad in season 1 through 3.
Right. Don't make sense.
Mm-mm. I want to know why every character in the damn show cannot just gradually take off in a car or stop nicely.
Oh, we got to kick up gravel.
Kick up gravel and then break their necks when they stop. I don't get it. I'm like, how many whiplash treatments did you guys have to go through on set? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who's your favorite character?
That's a toughie. I like a lot of them. I like Dustin. I like Steve Harrington. I'm trying to think. I mean, everybody likes Elle.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she's a badass, but Max is cool. I like all of them, really.
It is so well casted.
Yeah, there's hateable people in there. Like, what was her name from this season that was the bully? Angela or something like that. Right. She was a twat.
From season 4, yeah.
Yeah, season 4. She bullied Elle, and I mean, she got her head cracked with a damn skate.
Let's talk about that for a second, because so you have an agitator. You have Angela, right? Who's the bully of Elle. Again, spoilers if you're, not.
I already said it.
I already seen it. But anyways, so you have Angela. She's bullying Elle literally the entire school year. And
getting physical, too.
Right. It gets so bad at one point that they're actually throwing milkshakes on her. They make her fall at a skating rink. Like, they are relentlessly bullying her.
Yeah, it's
so bad. She, Elle, not being, of societal norms, right? She takes an action. She smacks the girl in the face.
With a skate.
With the roller skate. She's bleeding. Like, it's a lot. But is she validated?
I think she's validated after they physically touched her. And by throwing something at her and onto her and then knocking her down, that's physical. Once you get physical, it's fair game to get physical back.
To an extent, right?
I'm not saying she needs to get a samurai sword.
Right. I just want to be clear.
No, I mean, like, you punch her in the face or hitting her with a skate, that's pretty rough.
Well, I mean, she used what she had. But it just feels like a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, in the show, right? It was like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that.
I know, that pissed me off.
It's like, this girl's been terrorizing her.
And everybody saw it in the skating rink.
Right, and she's the bad one? No.
They were just treating her like that because she was a weirdo.
Right, so in real life, if this were to occur in real life, someone is bullying someone and the bullied took an action. Like,
have you seen the videos on YouTube? Those are some of my favorite videos.
Where the bully gets karma.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Don't be a bully.
Don't be a bully.
That's our message.
Piece of garbage.
Don't be a bully. Yeah. Anyway, so my favorite characters, Elle is number one. Like you said, everybody loves Elle, but Max is my number two.
I like her.
Love Max.
I didn't like her.
Her story is amazing.
I didn't like her at the beginning of season four.
Well, she went through a lot. I mean,
I know.
I feel like my teenage self back, you know, and all those years ago, so old.
When you didn't know how to count coins.
Right. Well, no, I always knew. But that, like, identified with that kind of story. I mean, not that I went through trauma like she did, but, you know, you identify with being a melancholy teen, right? And then to see her be brave and overcome and, like, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
I really like her. She's my number two.
Yeah.
Joyce is my number three.
I didn't really like Billy.
No, nobody does.
I know.
It's almost like they went too far with him.
Yes.
Because he is such a hateable character. Well, there's no redeeming him.
But you're supposed to almost feel bad because Max felt bad that he died, right?
Right.
But he treated Max like complete garbage.
Mm-hmm. There's no redeeming him.
So I felt like, I'm like, I don't know how she feels so bad that he got it. Because he bullied her. And did he get physical with her? I think they kind of insinuated.
But
yeah, it was like, I don't know. Max, I don't get why you're so depressed about him.
Well, and she kind of says it throughout the season, you know. Because
she wanted him to die.
Right. To some extent, some unconscious psychological reason. She's like, eh.
I mean, pretty valid reason.
Right.
If you ask me.
Agreed.
The dude treated her and made her life a living hell.
Which villain was your favorite of the four seasons so far?
Vecna.
I have a problem with that.
Why?
All of the villains through all four seasons, well, let's say the first three seasons, right? They didn't have a human form, right? They're monsters.
Yeah,
that's what makes
like
them
that.
Scary.
Right.
Then you get Vecna, and he's of human form. And it's just like, don't personify the bad guy. Let him be a monster.
I think they're doing that because you got, like, you have to put a face to the final battle. Like, we're going to end it all here.
No.
No, I agree. I think the mind flayered thing and being smoke, mysterious, just
right. It's like you can't defeat it. It feels undefeatable.
Well, maybe that's why they did it. How do you kill it?
I don't like it.
I enjoy Vecna though because of the amended parts. Elle's story with Vecna is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like she, not only did she open the gate, but she sent this dude to some random ass dimension. Then she unleashed him. She pulled the suppressant thing out of his neck meat, sent him to an alternate dimension after he goes on a murderous rampage.
Yep.
And then essentially gives him a home when she opened the gate a second time.
Right.
It's so weird.
And I don't agree with all that either, but that's way too deep. We're not going to that today.
Well, I will say, though, how do you think it's going to end? You go first.
I don't know, honestly. I feel like every season I've kind of been, like, surprised, honestly, because I don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons. I don't know anything about, like...
Well, it's all loose on Dungeons & Dragons. It's just... It's not, like, one-for-one Dungeons & Dragons stuff.
Well, I'm also not big into like reading Reddit like you are and diving into all these theories. And I just don't do it. So to me, it's always a surprise. But the only thing I can foresee, and it's a big trope, right, in all sci-fi type series, is Elle has to die in order for the upside down to go away, the alternate dimension to go away. Like that is how I foresee this happening.
I don't know. I feel like that's pushing it. I don't think they're going to do that.
That is the only way I can see this happening, because she's the reason why it was created. She got to die.
Yeah, she did create the Upside Down for sure. But right. I don't think that they're going to kill her. I think that the Mind Flayer is going to break loose.
From Vecna.
Because currently Vecna is like the supreme. He's like God in the Upside Down. He's the mind of everything there. And I feel like the Mind Flayer is being controlled by Vecna. But he's not going to want to be controlled by Vecna anymore. He's going to break loose, kill that fool, and maybe they have some kind of fight, but they both destroy each other. And then it's over. Because then all you have left are those Demogorgons, and they're just predatory. They're like rabid dogs. They're mm-hmm. not smart.
Worker bees.
Yeah, they're not smart. So, okay, they're not going to just come out of the Upside Down to go on a rampage. They're not smart like that.
Well, the analogy that you said where Vecna is God, okay, well, Elle is like Jesus then, where she's going to have to be the sacrificed one to end it all.
Yeah, but Vecna's evil. God's not evil.
No, he's not.
Excuse me, I told you.
It was your analogy.
I'm saying he's the God of hell, essentially.
Okay, so he's the devil is what you should have said.
The Upside Down is...
But regardless, like Elle is the one who will have to be sacrificed in order for it to all end. That's my
theory. Don't think so.
I hope not.
A lot of people say that she's going to have to close it from the inside and da-da-da.
It's like, a trope. It's the typical trope.
And I don't think they're going to do that.
I hope
not. This whole show has been like breaking new ground.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they're going to do something that's like standard sci-fi ending.
Right.
Like Armageddon.
I hope not.
So-and-so, or what's his, Bruce Willis's character. Yeah. He's got to stay behind and blow it up because the freaking technology's not there.
I like that.
The technology's not there, and the remote control thing busted.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I doubt they're going to do that.
That's the only way I can see it happening.
And one other thing, I believe they said, the creators, somebody related to the show, they said, we're not Game of Thrones. We don't have to kill people to make a good story. And I was like, thank you. Kill Vecna, though.
Well, that's the one, I guess, huh? I have a question for you.
No.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is the opposite of water?
Fire.
Okay. What if I told you that is the most common answer? Fire. But then there are other people who say ice.
That's not the opposite.
Right. Because it's the same form, right? What if I told you other people said air?
Are we playing Avatar, The Last Airbender?
No. Kind of sounds like it, but no.
I'm on the fire side.
But does air sound feasible? I feel like that's almost the same thing because water evaporates into.
I don't know. Okay.
Last one. There was a meme where a woman said sand.
What?
She said the opposite of wet is dry, so sand? I almost feel like there's something there, though.
I don't.
Okay. Well, that's my thought for the end of our...
Sand can be wet.
Yes. But is it wet, though? Because it's not absorbing into the sand particle too much.
Go out there and pick up some wet sand and tell me if there's a difference.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Unfiltered Union Podcast. If you liked what you heard today, be sure to hit that subscribe button to keep up with our latest episodes. We value your feedback, so please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Got a topic suggestion or just want to reach out? Shoot us an email at unfilteredunion@gmail.com. Check out our merch store at store.unfilteredunion.com for some cool goodies. And for ad-free early access to episodes, join our Patreon community at patreon.com/unfilteredunion. Thanks for being a part of the Unfiltered Union family.